Zachas Kenapai says, Lord Mishnah, Bob, Nibla Asar Tmeim, Nibne Ne Levi Tahir. The lyres that are played by singers are Tmeim, they're Makabal Tumah, they're considered a clue with the base kibble. Since they're openings in the lyre, and they put coins in those openings, the coins that people give them for playing the instruments, so they're a clue with the receptacle, and are Makabal Tumah. As opposed to the lyres that are played by the Bnei Levi in the base of Mikdash, those are Tahir, and they don't put any coins in them, so therefore it's considered a Pashut, a clue without a kibble, and it's not Makabal Tumah. Ka mashkin tumeim. Mash the basement bechaya tahir. All liquids are tumeim, the makabal tumah. There are zayin, mashkin, there are tumeim, mayim, yayin, shemen, oil, dvash, honey, chalav, milk, dam, blood, towel, dew. All these liquids are makabal tumah, and so too, they are maksha oichlin to be makabal tumah. The din is that oichlin food is not makabal tumah unless it came into contact with one of these seven liquids. But the mashkin and basement bechaya, which is the place in the base of Migdash, which they strip the hides off the animals, they cut up the animals. The mayim and the dam that is found there is tar. The reason being, that was zayin maskin atzmeim is only nidra rabbanan. The rabbanan were not geyser. And in the base of mikdash, the mayim and the dam in the base of bechaya would be tummy. So therefore, the mashka there is tar and would not be machshir oichol. And oichol that came into contact with that mashka would not become tummy. Kol asparim mitamin eti yadayim chutz misefer hazor. All sparim. The sparim in those days were scrolls. They were made like the sefer Torah that we have nowadays. And those sparim are mitamin eti yadayim. If you touch the sparim, your hands are tummy. You need to wash your hands. The reason being is in those days, they would put truma next to the sfarim. In the Aron where they kept the sfarim, they would put the truma there. And they thought that was an appropriate place to put the truma since the truma had kedusha. The problem was that the truma would attract mice, and the mice would eat the sfarim. They would put holes in the sfarim. So therefore, the Rabbanan said that sfarim is metame the truma. Since they're metame the truma, they stopped putting truma there, and so too the Rabbanan would go through that the sfarim are metame the yadayim. With the exception of the Sefer Hazar, the Sefer Torah, that was in the Hazar in the base of Mikdash, with Kohen Gadol read from on Yom Kippur and Ezer's Noshim. That Sefer Torah was not metame the yadayim, as nobody would put truma next to that Sefer Torah. Hamakov Tahar. A Makov is a hobby horse, a horse that's made out of wood, that the late sun and the comic people would use that horse to make jokes. That horse is not considered a clean, therefore it's tar. Habatnon, which is similar to a guitar that's put on the back and on the stomach. Bahanik Tainin. This is a musical instrument that's shaped like a wooden foot. Raha Iros and the tambourine. Hari Ilutmeim. These musical instruments are Makabal Tumah, as they would put coins in these musical instruments. Also, so they're considered a kli with a bass kibble. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Har Iros Tummy Meshav Mimnesha Alit Yoshevitz Olav. Rabbi Yehuda said the tambourine not only is a Makabal Tumah, but it's Makabal Tumah Meshav, meaning to say that Zav or Nida that sits on it would make it into an Av HaTumah. And only Kalim that are specifically set aside to sit on are Makabal Tumah's Meshav. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a tambourine is included in that because the Alid, the person that wails during a Hespid, would sit on it when she wails, as they would play the tambourine by the Hespid. And then they would wail and scream, and she would sit on it when she wails. And this was a thing that was done commonly, so therefore it's considered a kli that is used for sitting on it, and its makabal tumah's maisha would become an avatumah if it does ever anita sits on it. Metzudas hachulda tumeah b'shachbarin tahira. A trap that is used to catch weasels or rats is makabal tumah. This trap was made with the tzura of a kli. The rat would go inside the trap, so the kli is the base kibble, and it's makabal tumah. As opposed to a trap that is used to catch mice, it's hard. The trap in those days to catch mice was not made with a tzura of a kli. It was just a flat object with some sticky stuff on it. So therefore, since it's not like a kli, it's not makabal tumah. It's tahira. Okay, the parashah says, "Mishnah Aleph Kol Kli Eitz Shenechak B'Shnayim Tahar Chutz MeShulchan HaKofer." Any kli that's made out of wood that's split into two, it's split in half, it's tahar. It's no longer makabal tumah. As it's no longer a kli, as now that it's split, it cannot be used, with the exception of a shulchan that doubles over, a shulchan that falls over, that has two sections that are attached with hinges. If it's split in the middle, and now each section is by itself, it's still makabal tumah, as each section could be used at the table by itself without the other section. The tamkoy amazmo, and this platter that has different compartments, that if the compartments split up from each other, it's still makabal tumah, since each compartment can be used by itself. The pifrin shabal bayis, and this is a stool that is used by a bal bayis, it's a footstool that's attached to a kise, to a chair. And even if the footstool detaches itself from the chair, it's still a makabal tumah that can be used without the chair. Rabbi Huda and Alpha Magas declared a babi kiyaku behem. Rabbi Huda said, so too a magas and a clay babi have the same din as the kelim that we just mentioned, that if it's split into two, it's still a makabal tumah. The magas and the clay babi are two different types of serving platters. They're very large, and even when they split in half, they still could be used, so therefore, they're still makabel tumah, even though it's split into two. Kli eight name is on the kabel tumah. A new kli eight, a wooden kli that's being made, at what point is it a finished kli and it's makabel tumah? So the Mishnah tells us, Hamita ba'arisa, mishi yeshufim ba'oradak. A bed in a crib is makabel tumah as soon as it's sanded down from the splinters with the skin of a fish. And that's the way they sand it down to get rid of the splinters, and until that point, it cannot be used because of the splinter. After it's sanded down and the splinters are removed, it's considered a finished kli, and it's makabel tumah. Gamar shelo lashuv tumah. If somebody's making a mita and a arisa, and he decides he's not going to smooth it down with the oradak, he'll just leave it as it is, and he'll use it even though it has splinter, since he decided not to sand it and to use it with the splinters and makabel tumah right away, even though he did not sand it. Rabbi Meir and the Hamita Mishi Yisarev Shlosha Bazim. But Meir says, a bed that he decides not to sand, at what point is it makabel tumah? Makabel tumah, as soon as he weaves it three grids, at that point that he wove it three grids, it's considered a kli, and it's makabel tumah at that point.